Hey, do you ever wonder what the outdoor guys are doing the rest of the week? Well, we hang our hat at Jesse Brown's, and you can keep up by following us on Instagram and Facebook, Jesse Brown's CLT, to see pictures and happenings, not just at Jesse Brown's, but all of the adventures that surround the outdoor guys at Jesse Brown's. So give us a follow or a like at Instagram or Facebook, Jesse Brown's CLT.
All right, Bill Barty, we're back on the Carolina Outdoors, and it's only fun outdoors as long as nobody gets hurt.
Amen to that.
And when they do, then we count on some good folks like the U.S. Ski Patrol.
That's right. We're going to talk a little bit about what the National Ski Patrol means across the United States. With more than 30,000 members, it's one of the largest outdoor safety organizations in the country, with 600 patrols helping keep people safe, and if something does happen, be there for them. Here in the Charlotte area, we have a mover and a shaker with the National Ski Patrol that's going to join us here, the outdoor guys from Jesse Brown's, on the Carolina Outdoors program to talk a little bit about it. Charlotte area's own Richard Yearcheck with the National Ski Patrol. Richard, welcome back to the Carolina Outdoors.
Thank you, gentlemen. It's always fun to get invited onto the show.
Man, we love having you on, especially when we are looking ahead to the upcoming season that winter essentially brings. We already are recognizing the cooler temperatures out there, and many of our North Carolina mountains are making snow, preparing for opening days, and we're going to find out from you a little bit about that. But talk to us here in mid-November or so about the preparations for ski season and what the National Ski Patrol has going on in those preparations.
Sure. As far as the National Ski Patrol goes, we do a lot of education predominantly leading into ski season. And every year in the summertime, there's hundreds of hours spent putting together our continuing education program that then gets pushed down to all of the divisions that are out there, the Southern Division where I am currently, and you got the Northeast and the Central and the Rocky Mountain and the Pacific and the International Division. I'm hoping to get invited over there one day for a meeting and go, ski in Switzerland. But once the continuing education program's put together, we send that down to all the different divisions and different regions and on down to different mountains. And each individual patroller over the summertime will take an online class and an exam, and then they will show up for an all-day event where they will go through their outdoor emergency care. What we call OEC, they are OEC technicians. They'll go through all of that, and then there's a practical component after they do the online, and that gets their medical continuing education recertified, and then either a different day or another weekend, they all head outside, and they go through lift evac. In the event that one of those lifts breaks to the point that we can't get it restarted in a reasonable amount of time, we've got to get folks out of those chairs. So we practice throwing ropes up and over those cables and belaying people out and doing that as quickly and as safely as possible.
Richard, what is the most frequented incident or accident that a ski patrol person would encounter out on a mountain?
It will vary and it will change from region to region. In the Southeast, we actually see a lot of cold fingers and cold noses. We see people fall down and, they certainly injure their knees or their wrists or shoulders or things like that. It is an active sport. It's dynamic and kinetic. So if you're moving along, whether you're going fast or slow and you fall, there's, the chance that you could certainly injure something. But this day and age, the equipment has gotten so much better than what it was 10 years ago, let alone 25 or 30 years ago, that we've seen much fewer instances of any serious injuries. And the snow making and the grooming on all these mountains, you know, these guys go to class two and learn more stuff. And that has made for a much safer and more fun environment. But, you know, there's not, I couldn't come up with something specific that, you know, says this is the thing we always get. You know, I find the thing that we always get in the Southeast is folks coming up from farther south with cotton gloves and fabric jackets, and they want to work, you know, want to play in the snow, and they get wet and they get cold, and we got to take them inside to get some hot chocolate and some warm blankets.
You told me you weren't going to tell that story about me. I just wanted a little hot cocoa.
Yeah, I'm going to say.
Well, I couldn't figure it out with all that good high-tech gear you sell over there at Jesse Brown's that, you know, why you weren't wearing a good Patagonia jacket and, you know, some good base layers.
Well, that old cotton farm coat had been good for 30 years. I don't know why you should change it now. So talk to us about helmets. Are helmets required now, or is that just the common sense thing to do?
Well, you know, the helmet gig is happening all over the world. There are mountains that require it. Most mountains have gone to requiring it for their employees. You will, anywhere you go, if you find a National Ski Patrol member and they are out on the hill, they will be wearing a helmet. We promote a program called Lids on Kids. You know, we've got a lot of new concussion and traumatic brain injury data that's been coming out, I think, from the NFL and lots of other places, but we're just a lot smarter now about head injuries. And, you know, again, you know, this is a dynamic kinetic sport. So if you're going to move, it makes sense that you have it with what we call it at my house, a brain bucket. You know, all of us can potentially do our jobs with a broken arm or a broken leg, but it's really hard to do your job with a head injury. So it's, you know, it is the smartest and safest things to do. And then not to mention, it's one of the warmest things you can do. So it keeps your head and your ears really, really comfortable.
It does make it a little bit more comfortable. And if you're just joining us here on the Carolina Outdoors in a comfortable setting, our guest is Richard Yurchek. He's with the National Ski Patrol. His home mountain is Beach Mountain. We're going to find out a little bit more about that. Richard, we call it the National Ski Patrol. It's in all 50 states, but we could call this the International Ski Patrol because it's in 10 other countries around the world. Talk to us about how the National Ski Patrol kind of spread out. Is the same format, whether you're in Switzerland, Italy, Germany, or the United States, is the format really all the same?
So the thing that makes us unique compared to a lot of other outdoor emergency care organizations is that everybody starts off with the same basic level of training, and that's the outdoor emergency care training, the OEC as we call it. That's our medical component. So we know that to a base level, everybody in the National Ski Patrol, whether they're in Switzerland or whether they're in South Carolina, they've all gone through the same base level of training. And if we're brought into as volunteers for, you know, for some sort of an organization or when we're on our mountains, people know that when they see that red jacket and white cross that everybody's met that same minimum medical training standard. And then it changes with different mountains and different regions and different countries. I'd love to go out west and learn how to throw, you know, shoot the howitzer and learn how to throw bombs to do avalanche protection. But we just don't have a lot of avalanches at Beach Mountain. But it would still be fun to learn that. You know, but if you move out west or you move to Europe and you're going to be a ski patroller there, you're going to have to learn some specific skills and be trained on some things that they do that you may not do in the Southeast, the Northeast. Something like that, but it's that base level of medical care that gives us that standard around the world.
Well, we're kind of gear junkies. Let's talk about that red jacket with the white cross. What are you guys wearing these days?
As far as brand names, or as far as it's it's a waterproof.
All the above.
Throw it. Some sort of a waterproof shell.
Throw it out there. We can take it.
Go ahead. I'm sorry, Bill.
Throw it out there. We can take it. What brands are you wearing? What are they? What layers? So on and so forth.
Patagonia is one of the best sponsors that the National Ski Patrol has. They're one of our lead groups, and we wear a lot of Patagonia gear from all of our outerwear. Base layers, comes in a lot of varieties. I think a lot of people just pick their own base layers, but if you see us out there in our cold weather gear, that's all Patagonia stuff. I recommend that, and we appreciate Patagonia being a great sponsor of the Ski Patrol. And there's probably two or three stores around town that sell a lot of Patagonia.
We'll just take the Jesse Brown's one right there at Sharon Corners. You are too good. We invite everybody to come over there with the outdoor guys from Jesse Brown's. Of course, we're here on the Carolina Outdoors talking to Richard Yurchek about the National Ski Patrol. And Richard, we talk too much on this talk show as we run out of time, but talk to us about preparations for Beach Mountain. Are you keeping up with snowmaking? Do we have an opening day ETA and that sort of thing?
Yeah, Beach Mountain will be open the 21st of November. So we're going to be open week before Thanksgiving, and they have been making snow and had a little bit of natural snow up there. And, Beach is my home mountain, North Carolina, this area also has Sugar Mountain and Appalachian, and everybody is prepping. I think Sugar's open already. App should be open this weekend or next weekend as well. 21st will be Beach Mountain's kickoff, and, it looks like it's teeing up to be a really good winter.
Well, and what is your favorite? Because I can't imagine what the answer is. I imagine it's not the end of the season, but what's your favorite part of the season? Is it the beginning, the height, when maybe you have a larger base on the mountain? Or which one is it?
Well, the running joke is a little bit like being a boat owner. It's the day you buy it and the day you sell it. the beginning of the season and the end of the season.
Yes.
You're correct. I don't really have a partial, one over the other. I have partial weekends, where the sun is shining and, we've got great snow out, and it's what we call a bluebird day. And I get out there first thing in the morning and we start knocking snow off of ropes and cleaning signs off to make sure it's, safe and visible for everybody. And, I get to make a lap or two, when it's just real quiet on the mountain, and then kind of the same thing at the end of the day, I get a quiet run where, the skiing public has kind of moved on down towards the bottom, and you get to make that last run of the day. That's always fun. I do enjoy some spring skiing, especially if we go out west. It's a little warmer and you can ski without all the heavy gear on. So that's fun. And then, man, anytime I can take my kids skiing, it's a good day.
Amen to that. We're proud of what you do with the National Ski Patrol, whether you're on the clock with them or whether you're just pleasure skiing with your family. Richard Yurchek always comes on to the Carolina Outdoors program and shares his wisdom. Richard, the National Ski Patrol takes memberships. Will you give us that website so we can join in?
Absolutely. If you go to, of course, www.nsp.org, so nsp.org, you can go on there, and there are mountains out there that are looking for ski patrollers, and they can help you find that. And, if we've helped somebody along the way and they wanted to go on there and donate, since we're a 501c3 organization, we would certainly appreciate that. And, if anybody's got questions, track me down. I'm always happy to answer them.
Hey, we look forward to seeing you on the mountain. NSP.org, Richard Yurchek's his name. Thank you for joining us here on the Carolina Outdoors. We'll be back with Don and Bill after this.